Despite meeting for over 8 hours, Ann Arbor City Council approved less than a handful of items on their agenda. Public hearings on proposed ordinance amendments to limit the amount of tax increment financing revenue the Downtown Development Authority can collect, and the site plan and development agreement for a 14-story building at Huron and Division each lasted over 2 hours. By the time Council got to action items, it was after 1 in the morning, and Council members Marcia Higgins and Sumi Kailasapathy had left, leaving the Council split 5-4 on items connected to the DDA ordinance amendments. Council member Stephen Kunzelman requested the vote on the DDA issues be pushed back until the second meeting in June, but other council members wanted the issue tabled or postponed until this fall. Kunzelman says he wants to discuss the issue with DDA members, but have it resolved before tax bills are sent out in July.
Given a lot of the information and a lot of emotion that resulted after the first reading of the affirmative vote of the first reading, that it's certainly time to offer the opportunity for collaboration with the DDA and us council members that want to make sure that we are addressing the issues that have been talked about for many months and over a year.
During the public hearing, affordable housing, infrastructure improvements, energy efficiency grants, and partnerships with nonprofits and businesses were highlighted as ways Ann Arbor's Downtown Development Authority has helped the city. The public hearing came even after council members had expressed the intent of delaying a vote on the issue. All of the speakers in the public hearing about the proposed development at 413 East Huron, other than those directly connected to the proposal, spoke against the project. All the action items will now be included on the May 6th agenda. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.